Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy bees.
Oh, my God. I forgot what time it was. Shit, y'all know what time it is. It's 7 p.m. It's time for Bees After Dark. It's all about sex, sex, and more sex. I'm your host, Miss B the Tour Lady, and I know I've got my co-host, James Acevedo, holding on. I got to pull him. Oh, God. You guys, I got to apologize. I'm on the road. Y'all know how I do it. Just, you know, going 5 million ways. But, shoot, bear with me. We're going to have a short show tonight because Lord knows everything that's going on. Oh. So what's going on with everybody? Can you hear me? Okay, people. Somebody needs to let me know if you guys can hear me or something. I need a tweet to go out. So somebody please let me know what's going on. Okay. Trying to pull the switchboard up. Well, in the meantime, for you guys that are listening, we're going to try to get our switchboard and everything up. I'm having some, there we go. Okay. I got my switchboard up. Ooh, we got the co-host on. What's up? What's up, baby? Hello? Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Okay, there you go. What's going on?
Everything's going good. How are you tonight, Miss B?
I'm all right. How you doing, Joseph? Let me put you back on hold because I'm trying to get James up in here tonight, okay?
Oh, you're trying to get James? Okay, no problem. No problem. Well, if...
Guys, I got to say, you know, this is going to be a really interesting show tonight. You know, the girl is out of town, so y'all got to bear with all my nonsense and all my craziness. And remember that you can call 646-716-8041 to call in. We're going to have a really short show tonight, though, because I'm at the mercy of others. I'm not in town, so I have to be chauffeured around because your girl left her driver's license in Michigan. So my girl chauffeured me around, which means I can't get up and go the way I want to. But it's all good, you know. At least I won't offend her. I told her I was going to try not to offend her with my potty mouth tonight. But what's going on with everybody? It's a Tuesday, and we got James on there.
What's yes.
Up? What's hey, up? What's so, up?
How's the road show going?
You know what? I forgot. I was running my damn mouth and forgot all about the show.
I see. What did I miss in the last?
Nothing.
Really?
No, because I just got on. And Joseph, I got to apologize for cutting you off. I hit the wrong thing. I was trying to get James in, and I pulled you in by mistake. But we got to let everybody know. This is going to be a really short show tonight because, as I told everybody, I'm out of town. All of our shows this week are going to be short because I actually am in West Virginia, and I am – where I'm at is an hour from my hotel, so I'm not able to just be on my computer and everything the way I thought I was going to be. And, you know, there were things we didn't anticipate. But I'm here. And you know what? I'm going to tell y'all, I saw something now. You know what? You know I always have something to say, even when I'm at home.
Absolutely.
I don't know if anybody saw my YouTube video. I just posted a YouTube video. I shared it on Twitter. Okay. You guys, all I just retweet that bitch, all y'all, because when you see this shit, it's the most hilarious shit in the world. I ain't going to say what it is because motherfuckers got to look at this video. And y'all really got to thank my girlfriend. I won't say her name. But my girlfriend, I'm in the car with her, and she's like, oh, you got to see this shit. Because I was actually on my phone playing a video game and looked up, and I was like, oh, shit, I got to videotape this. No, she said, you need to take a picture of this. And I was like, no, I'm going to video this shit because this is going on YouTube because this is the craziest shit I've ever seen. I'm in West Virginia. So for anybody who want a good laugh, go check out my YouTube video I just posted because this shit is one for the conversation books. I want to retweet it. I want motherfuckers looking at it because I think this needs to be really, really be looked at. And it's funny. It's nothing bad. It's funny. It is hilarious. This will be the laugh for the day. That's all I got to say, but it's a really funny video. It's not a bad video. It's just really, really funny. So everybody, share the YouTube video as many times as you want. Tell people to go look at it because I'm sure this is not something that you see on a regular basis. And if people do see this on a regular basis, I want to know because I've never seen this until I came here today. But with that, I did see, you know, with this being a sex show, I saw a reason to lose weight and birth control. Let me do the woo-saw for a minute. Woo-saw. I went to Walmart yesterday when I got in town. And first of all, everybody knows I'm not a big Walmart person, but, you know, I'm in the country, so they ain't got Kmart.
I still
have Kmart where I live at. So that is Kmart is always my option. And I have other stores. But I was at the Mercy. I had to go to Walmart. Had to get a few things I forgot to bring. And I went to go check out. And I saw a young lady, and I couldn't even take a picture of it, but she is my inspiration to continue to stay on my diet because this young lady, and I'm being real honest, if she was 30 years old, I would be shocked, but I swear she had 10 fucking stomachs. And her shirt did not cover her belly, and she actually worked at Walmart. And I'm telling you, that was, like, the most disgusting thing I had ever seen. And I was like, this is a form of birth control. This is why I've got to lose weight, and this is birth control. There's no way around it. I was trying to figure out how to do it. I couldn't find a reason. There's no reason to be that young and that big. And anybody who had sex with her, and I don't even think she had children, but what I saw, because her shirt lifted, I was like, oh, shit. I almost went blind. I'm serious. I'm so glad that I got some before I came here because I might lock my pussy up for a while after seeing that. I'm serious. I'm so glad I got some before I came because that bitch won't make me want to clench my motherfucking legs in my mouth. You know, I don't want nothing going up in me. I'm serious. She made me not want to eat, you know. It's that, you know, I love my man and I love cum. But see, I didn't want no cum to pop the seep up in me because that shit might make me fatter. You know, that shit was disgusting. Like, no. No.
That's past disgusting the way you're talking. Oh, my God.
This was the most disgusting thing I fucking saw. I was like, oh, shit. Damn, that was nasty. Like, nah, baby, I'm telling you, that was enough to make a woman say, don't stick that dick up in me, because if you come, then I'm going to gain some weight, I'm going to look like that. Oh, no. No. And, you know, y'all do like to come in. You know, those of, you know. So,
as far as for me, as a, you know, since I'm the man in this show, believe it or not, this sometimes where it feels too good.
You're breaking up.
But oh, you hear me?
But
wait, hold up. You hear me? No. You hear me better?
Yeah, I hear you a little better. But I'm just saying, that was just so disgusting. That was so disgusting. I'm telling you. I want to clench my motherfucking legs. Time up. Put, you know, I want to put a fucking lock on my pussy. I want to put a lock on my pussy. I want to put a lock on my mouth. I'm telling you. I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm telling you, this young lady, and I'm not even trying to be funny, and this young lady, she might not have been 25. Horrible.
Yeah, you were saying, now you make her younger, from 30 to 25.
I know she wasn't 30. But it was
okay.
Like, oh, my God. And she
lower,
was,
Bob.
And, you know, all I can say is, Lord, Lord help me. If I ever
damn.
Get that big, just
wow.
get the harpoon out and put me to rest.
Damn, but whew. Sounds like she was at least 300 pounds. The way you're talking.
Oh no.
So close. Or might be more. But she like 5 feet, weighing 400 pounds.
She's a little bit taller than me, and I'm only 5'3". She might have been 5'5". But, oh, Lord, have mercy.
Was she a white chick? White chick?
Yes, yes.
Knew it, okay.
Oh,
okay.
So disgusting. So disgusting, like I said. Clench my fucking pussy and don't come in me. You hear me? Clench my pussy and don't come.
Well,
women,
I haven't
don't come
eaten
in my
yet,
pussy.
So please don't make me
women.
Lose my appetite.
don't come in my pussy. Don't come in my mouth. You know, just don't. You know what? As a matter of fact,
you ain't even gotta
do it.
look, if tonight, which is almost impossible for me, because I'm usually always hungry. If my lady, when my lady cooks for me, and I don't have an appetite, and she says, "Why you ain't eating my cookie?" I say, "Blame Ms. V." She said some shit earlier. It's my cooking, right? And then I'm gonna get in trouble because of you. See, so I want to let you know.
You want me to
oh,
gross
okay.
her out?
All right, good.
I'll gross her out, too. Call me. I'll gross her out, too. I will
okay,
gross her out,
so
too.
Okay, so if you get a phone call later, you know what is for why.
You have my permission to call me, because I'm
okay,
letting you know
cool.
That should have made a bitch. Your woman, if she saw, she would clench her pussy.
Damn. You just took one of those sneak peeks. You could have done that. Just.
What'd you say?
Could have, like, took one of those pictures. You know, just to show,
I'm
like,
on
oh, my God.
I didn't break.
That's a motivator.
Break, okay? You know what?
If anything, that's...
The picture in my mind is a motivator.
So you already scarred. But in a way, it's motivator. Like you said, it's a motivator for even wanting to lose more weight.
Oh, Lord, you don't know. Even thinking about it, I just clenched my pussy and ain't no man around. Oh, Lord, no.
Wow. Was this happened today? Was it today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. That's when
yesterday.
You got it yesterday, right? Okay, so you got there yesterday,
yes.
Right? Okay. The trip was okay? Everything was
okay
in the trip?
Okay. Oh,
the flight was okay.
Let's start off with my flight. Let's start off with
yeah,
my flight.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, everybody know I'm from the D. And you know, part
yep.
of this is on the Bitter Black Bitch show. Cause
yeah. I was going to say,
my girl,
we're going to hear more about this tomorrow.
My girlfriend tried to give me a heart attack because,
right
remember, left. I'm here for work. But my girlfriend is
mm-hmm.
also my coworker. We're really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
She apparently was already at the airport and I didn't know it. They're calling for mm-hmm. us to board the plane. I'm calling her phone. I'm like, what the hell are you at? We're going to miss this damn plane. Because I'm not using this plane without her now. And... you know, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, I can't get her. I'm like, so I'm standing there, and I tell her, I'm going to wait to get on the plane. Now, this plane is overbooked, so they're giving seats away. So I'm like, Lord, we're going to lose our seats. You know, I said, I had them check to see if she had checked in. She hadn't even checked in. I'm like, what the fuck? She comes strolling down, like, 5 minutes before we get ready to take off. I'm like, what the hell? It's like, okay, you done gave me my heart attack for the day. That wasn't the worst part. We get on the plane. Now, we one of the last people to get on the plane. I go to get in my
okay.
seat. So everybody know I'm flying United. So we have reserved seating. It's not like Southwest.
Oh, wow.
So,
that still exists,
yep.
Wow, I didn't know that airline exists. Oh, wow.
Yeah, United. We flew United. And
wow, what's next? PWA? Anyway, go ahead.
No, Northwest Airlines was TWA.
Oh, I'm glad I learned something. Southwest took over TWA.
Well, whatever.
That's good to learn. Anyway, go ahead. That's one to four.
You're on the plane. When you're on the plane, I get to my seat. Now, remember I said...
You're a coach, by the way? Are you a coach or are you in business class?
Yeah, we're in coach. But get to my seat. And there's a woman in my seat. I said, excuse me, I have the window seat. This helper looked at me and said, oh, well, I got over here because I thought it would be more convenient for you. I said, no, that's why I paid for the window so it could be convenient for me. This bitch got an attitude because I told her to move out my damn seat. Tomorrow night we'll talk on the Bitter Black Bitch show about that.
Oh, that bitch was looking for
She went on that move, but I'm like, these motherfuckers want me to get put off the plane in fucking Detroit before we take off. You know I'm going to get in trouble with my job for that shit if I get off the goddamn plane because I done fucked this bitch. So, she went on that move because my tone was no. I was like, that's why I paid for one of those seats. How the fuck are you going to tell me you thought you were going to give me the aisle seat so it's more convenient for me? Convenient for what? Convenient for what? You don't even know me.
People got some nerve, yo. It's amazing. Some people got some fucking nerve. They really
do. And they got an attitude. See, with this, she wanted to sleep. Now, you know I travel. So you know I take my travel accessories with me even when I fly on short flights. And because it's because I'm at work, I can't drink. I wasn't going to be drinking anyway.
Ooh,
that's
a good point.
But remember,
though.
I don't like
that's
flying.
Right.
But remember, I don't like flying.
Yeah, so how you calm yourself down? Like, how you, relax?
You ready for this? Remember, I'm claustrophobic and I hate heights. But yet it's still, I fly all over the fucking place. So what does that make sense? So you know that this is not a good combination. I have been flying for years, but I'm claustrophobic and I hate heights.
Yeah, I knew that now. So you just said that. I had no idea you were claustrophobic and you're afraid of heights. I had no idea.
I'm claustrophobic and I hate heights. So normally when I fly, I have a drink. It don't matter if I got a 6 a.m. flight or a 6 p.m. flight. Whatever it is, I always have a drink before I get on the plane. But because...
Absolutely.
This is work, and I know.
Well, yeah.
I know, and I know technically I'm on the clock because it's just a travel day for me. I'm not really not at work. I'm traveling for work. I can't drink when I'm on the clock, and I know that. And I, believe it or not, there are some rules I do adhere to, and I do adhere to that. I will not drink. You know, even though they say, "Well, won't nobody know?" I don't do it. I don't even carry my alcohol. I don't even carry my alcohol in my bag with me.
Wow.
I don't even carry my shots with me.
Wow. You don't even carry those little bottles? Like, you know how they sell those little liquor bottles?
I don't care. You know, I travel with them. I don't even care because I don't want the tip. But you know what? Because
I love my damn job.
And you know what? I don't want the temptation to be there. No, but I'm just saying, I don't want that temptation to be there. So, I just...
What do I do to fly? You can't take a lunch. Use your lunch when your lunch break hours for this flight.
No, we're not.
Damn, the loophole. Damn.
No,
I was looking at loopholes
on that. Loophole. So I actually don't. Okay. You know, I don't do anything. You know, I break a lot of fucking rules. Let's just get this clear. I break a lot of motherfucking rules, but that is one rule I don't break. And part of it is because I love my motherfucking job.
What do you do?
I love it.
Absolutely.
I can't tell you.
So what did you do? Did you do what I think you did?
I thought you said what do I do as far as my job. No, what I do when I can't drink before I fly, what I normally do is I'll get myself really exhausted or I tell myself that I'm sleepy. So what I do is immediately, as soon as I get on the plane, I'll pull out my pillow. And this was a really short flight, so it was really good. It was only like 1 hour and 10 minutes. So it was very quick flight, which was good for me because...
Oh, that's good.
This is my long... The long flights are where I freak out. I actually got on long flights.
Wow, that's pretty good. It's only an hour. Wow, it's only an hour 10 minutes from the D to West Virginia to WV.
Well, I flew into Dulles. So I flew into Washington, Washington Dulles International Airport. Okay, hour 10 minute flight. So with it being such a short flight, I was able to get up there, go to sleep. You know, it was just really a quick nap. As long as I close my eyes and I don't have some yapping ass child around me, I'm good. And considering the bitch that was next to me was mad. Well, she was mad because she had her pillow, she had everything. Well, I take my own pillow with me. So I immediately pulled my pillow out and threw it up. And if it would have been real bad, I have a blindfold. I actually fly with a blindfold and a pillow.
Oh, you do have a blindfold. Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's what calms me down. And when I know I got a short flight, believe it or not, your girl might be crazy, but she ain't stupid. What I do is make sure that when I'm flying, especially for business, that I remind myself, don't act crazy, bitch. Don't act crazy, bitch. Don't act crazy. You'll lose your job. I keep that in my mind.
Over.
I keep my job in my mind. It's at the forefront of my mind.
Don't forget your benefits. Don't forget your benefits.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Think about the pension. Mm-hmm. Think about the pension.
So it's at the very forefront of my mind always.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I do things to keep myself calm. And like I said, I don't think anybody would have said anything. But I can take drama. But you know what? I can take Dramamine in different things. So, I mean, if worst comes to worst, I take a lot of natural sleep aids. I take melatonin, and I take valerian root. And I knew because it was a short flight, the melatonin would have made me too sleepy because melatonin will knock me out.
Man.
And for anybody who don't know what melatonin is, it's all natural. It's safe to give the children, but it's a natural sleep aid. And you really don't want to take it in the daytime.
No.
Unless you work midnight.
The whole day. Yeah, sure.
You don't want to take it in the daytime unless you work midnight. So,
unless you work overnight. Yeah, it's true. True.
So there's different things I could take. You know, I choose not to because, like I said, if I was flying from here to Vegas for work, bitch was going to have a fucking drink and deal with the consequences later. Okay? I ain't going to lie. Because it's a 4-hour flight nonstop from Detroit to Vegas. Bitch would just have to pay the consequences. I had to sneak it in something. But I would have to have a drink. And I ain't going to lie. That's just what I have to do. And people laugh at me and they say, why would you? I'll risk it on that because, one thing I can say is I'll forewarn them. Listen, I got to have at least two. It's a 4-hour flight. I'm not going to be tipsy. I just got to go to sleep. And in that case, I would probably have it before I got on the plane. I would. I wouldn't do like I normally do on my regular trips, but I have it in my bag and I pour it in there. I would have a bag, but we probably got on the plane. And don't let me have a layover because then I'm going to a damn bar during my layover.
Oh,
if there's no layover, I'm going to a fucking bar. Give me a drink in the airport.
Wow. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
I very, very, very seldom go on long trips like that. I normally do the short plane ride. You know, normally if I have to go on a really long trip, I'll opt to drive, and that way I'm more relaxed. You know, I'm in my car. Bitter Black Bitch is going to be interesting tomorrow night, and I'll probably be doing that.
Oh, I can't wait. But let me ask you something, because I'm sorry to interrupt. You know what? I deserve to get slapped or something, because I interrupt too much, do I? You should tell me, like, listen, stop doing that shit. You have the right to tell me. Oh, okay, I'm just making sure. I'm being disrespectful, so I'm sorry. I apologize. Now, I know it's hard because you're in a plane, but usually when I can't sleep, now I'm a dude, but I think women do this too, since it's all about sex and more sex. When I can't sleep, I usually masturbate. And that makes
you know what? I wouldn't normally do that, but see, that would require me getting up and going to that nasty ass bathroom on the plane.
Little, Yeah, that's disgusting. I know. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's the only
thing.
And I'm
5 foot
exactly.
three. But see, I'm 5 foot three, and that damn bathroom on that plane is too fucking small for me. You know, they used to be bigger. You used to be able to fuck in the bathroom on the plane. I don't know how people do it now. But
that Mile High Club?
Like,
how the hell do they do
the,
that now?
Yes.
Right?
It could still be done if you're in first class.
What, midget? Oh, excuse me, little people.
Class.
Whatever they want to be called.
Nah, if you're in first class, it's easier to do because in first class you get blankets and stuff. So it's easier to do things in first class.
Can I tell you a quick first class story? I actually had this one time. So it was around my time when it was my honeymoon. So we actually had first class. So I never experienced that. Now, this is a month before 9/11 happened, just to let you know. So this is August 2001. I saw, like, all the trinkets that they use, like the hot towel and all this stuff. I asked for all that because I knew in my head, who knows when the next time I'm ever going to be in fucking first class. So I used the hot towel. I just fucking, like, I don't know what the fuck. First of all, serve you the hot towel. It looked like a fucking burrito. Like, when they serve you this shit, it's like, sir, here's the hot towel. And I'm like, looking at my lady, like, what the fuck I do with this?
Yeah, but you know what the hot towel is for, right? You know what the hot towel is for.
What, to wipe myself after I finish masturbating? Like, what is it for?
No, because in first class, you have meals in first class. So you wipe your hands before
you wipe
eat.
Your
that's
hands?
What the hot towel is
yeah,
for.
That's
what
I figured. Yeah. That's what I did. No, for real. You know what I did? I put it on my face, and then I wiped my hands. Yeah, I did do that. And I said to myself, I'm taking every advantage of the fucking first class. I remember I had drinks. I took advantage, because when you're in first class, you don't pay for a drink, if I'm not mistaken.
You don't pay for shit in first class.
Yeah,
but
I took fucking advantage.
You pay that damn first class ticket. You pay enough money for that first class ticket.
I didn't have to pay.
You know what? I normally get upgraded to first class a lot of times.
Oh, really?
Especially
what,
like
the points?
Yeah, you know. No, you know what? You know, well, I'm Miss D.
Because frequent flyer miles?
I don't have frequent flyer miles like that. But
hey,
I'm
Miss V. Well, step right up, first class with Miss V, the toy lady.
No, it's just, you know, it depends on who you talk to, especially if there's seats empty in first class. It's the way to get upgraded. It's a matter of talking to the right people.
Let me ask you something, since we're talking about...
Even on Southwest.
Okay, go ahead.
Even on Southwest, and business class is similar to first class, not as twinky. But business class on Southwest is similar to that, and it's not really that... Well, for me, it's not that hard to get upgraded. It normally depends on who I talk to.
Oh, okay. So it normally depends when you... If you... So, like, how you... When you talk to the pilot or something... Like, how you get first class? Like, how you get...
No, normally, you know what? I normally get upgraded to first class after I get on the plane. So, you know, with the right with the right stewardess or with the right people, you know, you can get upgraded. And sometimes it's a matter of, even with the gate agent, if there's empty seats in first class and the gate agent says something, you could sit there and say, hey, are there any first class seats available? Can I get upgraded?
Oh, like if somebody didn't show up or something, some shit?
Sometimes first class don't always be booked up, especially if it's not a full flight. So if you talk to the gate agent, sometimes they'll go on and move you to first class without you having to pay the upgrade fee.
Wow.
But you got to ask them. If you don't ask, it won't happen.
Oh, so like, okay, so do you do that, like, before you go through that tunnel and shit? Like, when the ticket agent's there, do you say, listen,
No. I do it at the gate.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
I do it actually at the gate before the plane is boarding, but I try to make sure there's nobody around. I try to, when I'm in an upgrade mood, I try to get there as early as possible to talk to the gate agent. Because as soon as they get there, I'm like on them, like, white on rice. You know, saying, what can I do to be upgraded or whatever, you know, what are the possibilities? I ask those questions and ask how much it costs. You know, I always ask how much it costs. And then normally I get well, for you, we can do it for this amount, or we can do it for this. You know, it's a way. Don't think everybody got a hustle going on. Everybody has a hustle going on.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
you blame them?
Sometimes it's a matter of, you know, I do let people know who I am. So sometimes it's a matter of, well, if you shoot me an email, I'll drop you a toy in the mail or something, you know, if they see something.
Look at that.
Hey, if you upgrade me to first class, it was going to cost me $500 or $600 to upgrade. Oh, yeah, your ass is going to go on my website, pick out what you want. And you know
look
why I
you.
Fulfill it? And I go and fulfill that fucking order. You know why I do that shit? For the simple fact, you ain't have to fucking upgrade me. Go on and, you know what, it ain't costing me that much to upgrade you. Go on, I take care of them. And that way when they see me again, oh, mm-hmm.
You just give the nod like, mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
Well,
so
you know,
so is it
know who I am. Like, if this,
mm-hmm.
I think only twice I've had the same gate agent, the same. So it's worked out good for me on that case. But normally, you know, it's always different.
Okay. So, mostly women, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Some of them have been, if you remember Saffron and Son.
Up.
Oh, you don't hear me? How about now? You hear me better?
Now I hear you. Now you're straight. And you know
okay.
What?
Well, plus I'm straight.
I'm a guy. I wish you had signed in. I wish you had your laptop with you because Blog Talk is having some serious. Let me read you this message. The blog talk.
Oh, that bullshit. I told you from last week, remember? I told you from Wednesday there was some shit going on. I told you.
No, you ready for this? It says our engineers are working on a solution for the audio file issue. In the meantime, a quick fix to delete your browser cookie and clear the browser cache. So you were thinking there was something going on last week with that.
Now, I guess it depends on the membership, because you know me, I do 10 million fucking shows. On your thing, as far as my side, maybe it's different from the D, but from NYC, I couldn't play not one fucking audio clip. That's why last week on Beard Black Bitch Show, I couldn't play nothing. What happens is, you know, the pod levels, you know how you can control the volume on the audio? They were non-existent. They were not there. All you saw
I had everything on my end. On my side, I had everything.
Yeah, you told me. And I was like, Ms. V, I'm telling you, on my end, and trust me, I did fucking everything. I rebooted, you know, I restarted, I refreshed, I did every fucking thing. Because the first thing I thought, okay, I'll log out, log back in, didn't work. I restarted my computer, that didn't work. Oh, well, let me refresh it for that. That didn't work. I said, okay, it has to be fucking them. Even though you said your side was cool, I was like, okay, it has to be them. And then, lo and behold, the next fucking day, it sent that message that you've had for the last fucking 5 days. Now, when I did my own show, it worked with all the audio files worked, even though that message was on there. But I guess it depends on your membership. You know what I'm saying? It all depends on that. Because if you don't have a top line membership, then I think, not to say, I'm just saying, because like I said, with the Bees at the Dark, I couldn't play nothing on my end. I couldn't play nothing, everything, all, and I had tons, including what you put in the past, tons of audio for all of them, could not play one, not one. And it was like, damn. But, you know, that's why I had to chime in a couple of times, because I had to be my own sound effect.
Well, it was crazy last week because, you know, Sierra was even saying, we ain't got no audio files. We ain't got no.
You know what's funny? I was waiting to see how long it would take. It took a full hour. And she said, you know, is James awake? Are you all right? I said, look, this is what's going on, okay? The fucking Blog Talk. Well, everything's fine on my end. Well, nothing's fine on my end. I'm just telling you. But then the next day, that's when that they put up that message. Because I guess a lot of people were complaining. Like, yo, what the hell's going on? And I'm, okay, I know we're on Blog Talk and everything. But, hey, they got their money. Let me say this. Fucking Blog Talk need to fucking shape up, seriously. I'm sick and tired of this shit. It seems like
there's something going on with their servers. Because, you know what, they've been having some problems, and, you know, that's why a lot of people are going, what's that other one?
They always
the other one is even worse. Yeah, but the other one is worse.
What the one that, yeah, the one that Naomi was on?
It's much better.
No, it does suck.
I was going to say,
sorry, Naomi, but it does suck.
Talking. That's messed up.
Oh, and check
so
this out,
not,
right? So check this out, right? So everybody that doesn't know, a good friend, and especially Ms. V's close personal friend, Naomi Banks, some asshole last week hacked the whole system of Life 365, right? So she didn't do a show last week because it couldn't do nothing the whole week. So she had to pay a lot of money. So because of that, that's why tomorrow I'm able to produce the Bill Black Bitch Show because she can't fly in. That's how much money she's spent. so she uses Mixer. It's called this. She used another app for yesterday. It's called Mixer, M-I-X-R, I think it's the name of it. Now, it sounded not as good as Life, like the audio, it depends. But when you call in, oh my God, it's even worse than Life 365. I couldn't hear her for shit. Her and Alexander DeVoe, I couldn't hear for shit. I had their producer, Mike, tell me what the hell they were saying. I couldn't hear nothing. I said, oh, my God, this is even worse. I said, I can't hear shit. Because I had to call in because they haven't done the show in weeks because, last week was different because of hacking, but the other couple weeks, you know, she was been busy and stuff. But I'm like, damn, this is not good either, this Mixer shit. What the fuck? It's like, can we have MIXR. R or some shit. I got it on my phone.
Okay.
I downloaded it on my phone. I got rid of the Life 365 for now because I chatted real quickly with Miss Sapphire, who's obviously part of Chocolate Radio, and I said, is this your permanent shit until, you know, shit gets fixed or what? She goes, well, as of now, we're using the Mixer. She's the one, I think, that came up with it because she used it first. She used it on the Monday before last when the hacking job happened, and she broadcast from her home. Which was kind of cool. I was like, wow, I would like to broadcast home. I'm talking about I do that. But if you got like a nice SD, what's that? You know that shit when you're a radio company uses the SDL, whatever it's called, when they come in and they put it on the wiring and stuff, and you could just do your show out of your house. They have the microphone there. That's how Gomez be.
Oh, yeah.
You know what we're going to do? I mean, don't get me wrong. I want us, you know, to be honest with you, I would love for us to have a studio where we can actually see each other, do a show. But the SDI.
We're going to get one
day.
One day we're going to get one.
I would love that. Then,
I don't know when, but one day we're going to get one.
Yeah, fuck that. We're doing something. Because, see, I'm used to, well, when I do my podcast and when I do the Heaven Hollywood Digital Experience, which I produce, I love to be behind a board and actually have total control where the shit works, where when I press a button, it automatically plays. It doesn't take 2-3 seconds like on Blog Talk to play a freaking audio file. I'm just keeping, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate, you know, that we're on right now. I'm just keeping it real. I'm just saying. Blog Talk needs to...
Well, that's our goal. We're going one day, we're going to be like grown-ups. One day we'll grow up, you know.
One day we'll grow up.
One day we'll grow
one day
up.
One day we'll grow
know,
up.
Right now we're still on our infant stages, you know.
How old are you? I'm 7.
I'm 7.
How old are you?
You know what? I must be about 8 or 9, you know.
Okay.
We're going to grow up.
Yeah, I know. No, it's not if, it's when. And I'm dead serious. It's not if, it's when. That's dead ass. That's how confident.
You know what?
I
love my best friend, but see, she's taking me all these places knowing that I'm doing this show, knowing I can't go spend no money. So she, like, driving me around. No, she driving me around knowing that I got my dog on credit cards with me.
Mm.
I'm like, she, like, hopping out. She try trying to give me my privacy, so she's like, I'm not going to different stores and stuff. And I'm like, she done put me to, like, one of my damn, you know, one of my damn addiction spots. And I'm looking like...
trying to get me in a poorhouse, bitch?
she done brought me to one of my addiction spots. You know, I can't be walking through no store on this show because, you know, I say the wrong thing. And somebody be like, that... The back woman saying pussy. What did I say? Even though we actually didn't know all the day. No, we started out the show. See, we had to get our sex in there. We did start the show, and I'm telling you, that's Lady Clutch. That was Lady Clutch.
Oh, so what? Getting back to your business travel. So because of you being in West Virginia, you can't actually have time to see Sierra. Because she's not that far, but it's far enough, right? Right? Yeah.
Oh, no, because remember Sierra said that I'm like two or three hours from her. Remember when we had talked about it before? Remember, she's the one who told me it was a casino here.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that's 2.5 hours from me. She's like, I go there to go to the casino. That's the only reason why I go there. I will not be seeing you. And those were her words. But I saw her in Chicago, so that was good enough.
But I don't know. I don't know what it is. That actually made me felt so happy. And it's, call me weird, I don't know. I was just happy that you two got to meet. Even though I haven't met you. I met Sierra a couple years ago when she came to studio. Coming from D.C. to drive up to New York City, which I still can't believe she did, but it goes to show you how a person really is. You know, I never forgotten that. That was like the coolest thing. You know, she didn't have to do that. It wasn't like she had something to promote or, you know, there was no money motive. You know what I mean? It was just straight up, she just wanted to go, because that's how she is. She was like, okay, well, I'm bored. Let me go. And she drove all that shit.
Now she's gonna bring it to the store while I've been looking for this one damn T-shirt. So, you know what? You know what? She over here laughing every time. She don't know what my problem is. She know I got an addiction.
I got
a bad addiction. See, that's why we cut this show short tonight, because she know I got this bad addiction, and I love her with all my heart. And she's trying to get my privacy. But
I do.
While she's giving me my privacy, she's taking me to these spots where my addiction is kicking in. You know, I'm like an addict that's going through withdrawal.
Yeah, the shakes and shit. You're like Pookie in fucking New Jack City and shit. Chris Rock.
Yeah, like we done left one store and went to another, and I'm looking like, no, she didn't.
You know, that sucks, because I remember you telling me a couple of weeks ago, you know, 2-3 weeks ago, that, you know, you didn't know till I think at the time, you had to leave earlier than expected to catch the last fucking train. That sucks.
Yeah, when we went to Chicago.
It's better. Something's better than nothing, but damn.
But you know what? But think about where we're at here. There's, like, nothing here. We literally
went for
this. No, listen to this. We flew.
That's why I want to live in the country. Go ahead.
Our hotel is in Virginia, and our actual training is in West Virginia.
An hour away. So wait. So how far is it? Is it more than an hour from the training facility?
It's not. From our hotel to our training facility, it's actually 40 minutes. But
not bad.
We're going. Yeah, but we're going through the mountains.
The mountains. Where you have great reception, I bet you, with this mountains all around with the phone.
Well, believe it or not, when I called, we were on our way back here because we were running our mouth. We was talking about stuff, you know. And when you said, I was like, oh, shit, I forgot about the damn show. You know, and we had gotten in the car and left people so that I could start the damn show. Because I didn't want to inconvenience her because, you know, this is my girl, we here, and
yeah,
I just said, take me straight back to the hotel, and, you know, but we really don't get out, and we don't get a chance to hang when we at home because we're working so much, and it's like, okay,
Gotcha.
We got a chance to hang. We're in a different state. And I want to see this stuff, too. I don't want to be cooped up in the hotel room because I got to do these damn shows. I know everybody's going to say, did she do these damn shows? Yeah, I mean. I mean
I was about to say, we love our listeners.
We do. I love my listeners. That's why we're on the air instead of me canceling this week.
And let me say this, and that's true. That is so true. I can speak for Ms. V, not that she needs me to speak for her, but Ms. V would, the very, 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 very last resort is for her to cancel the show. As long as I've been with her for now a year and 3-4 months, it's been a while, almost a year and a half. She hates to cancel, no matter how sick she is, no matter how busy she is. She's very dedicated. That's no lie. It's true. You never, I mean, you're not, it's not like when you feel sick, you go, okay, I'm canceling, that's it. You still want to do it. I'm like, damn. Even at times, like, Ms. V, I remember that one time when you were really bad. I'm like, Ms. V, what are you doing? You're so sick.
Oh, yeah, everybody, listen to me on Poppy Chulo tomorrow night. I know you guys saw the
yes.
Day. I'm going to be in bed with
I retweeted that.
I forgot to tell everybody. So listen to me tomorrow night. I'll be in bed with Poppy Chulo.
I got to hear that.
I think it's going to overlap Bitter Black Bitch. But we're actually going to, we got left here. No, we're only doing Bitter Black Bitch for an hour tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. I'll let her know. I'll let her know after we get off the air. I'll text her.
Unless I'm in my hotel room, we're only doing it for an hour.
Okay, so basically you're going to do a group text and telling, I mean, not group, you know what you do? You just tell me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I'll pass the word. Yeah. So, yeah, it depends. So where you at right now? I mean, not to get specific, but you know what I'm trying to say. Like, are you still at the training facility? Like, what?
No, I'm back in Virginia. Actually, we have left West Virginia. We're back in Virginia, and we're not too far from our hotel, but because I didn't want to walk through the hotel talking about the show. And my girlfriend, we wanted to go sightseeing and stuff. But we've done some sightseeing. We've done some different things.
Really?
So
Virginia?
We're actually out and about. Well,
so
remember, we're
of...
not that far from D.C. We're in a historic area, so there's a lot of vineyards
okay.
where we're at. I did not know they drank
gotcha.
Wine here. I did not know that. I didn't see so many vineyards.
Mm.
Oh, and beautiful homes. When I say
oh, beautiful.
Beautiful homes,
capital letters,
beautiful
huh?
homes.
Must
you
be millions and millions of dollars we're talking about here.
You know what? For this area, I would say that the houses that we saw, and
beautiful.
I'm not talking about inside of the city, but when we were going through where the vineyards are and stuff, oh, my God, I'm going to tell you those have got to be million-plus-dollar homes. Beautiful homes, though. Beautiful.
You know, and let me say this. Good for those people that have that, because I'm not a hater. I'm definitely not a hater. If anything, that motivates me to hopefully one day, if I'm ever, could ever afford a house like that. But when you see
you know what? Those houses were so big.
Yo.
You know, no, they were, these houses were so big that
wow.
I looked and I'm like, you know what? I used to dream of having a house like as big as some of these houses that I've seen. And I've actually come to
uh-huh.
the realization after seeing them, I'm a scary person. Let's get this clear. I'm a scary bitch. I'm scary. When it comes down to some things, I'm scary. I ain't gonna lie. And I know y'all say, but if I were in a house as big as some of these houses that I saw and I'm by myself, oh, no. I wouldn't sleep because I would be so scared that somebody fucking living in it. I would probably walk through the house 50 fucking times, checking doors, checking bedrooms, checking
yeah.
stuff to make sure there's nobody in my fucking house. And you know what? That ain't no fucking way to live. I'll keep my little 5-bedroom house that I got.
I don't blame you.
It's nice,
because
it's nice
yeah, it's
to
like,
dream of having something that big.
Well, yeah. I'm like you. I'm the same fucking way. Mm-hmm.
I would be paranoid, especially me being by myself.
Yeah.
That's just too
yeah.
much, and I don't understand. Like I said, I really used to, when I was growing up, and even when I was in my 20s, and I'd say even in my 30s, oh, I'm going to have me a big mansion and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And now that I've gotten the age I am now, and I look and I'm like, it's nice to say I would like it, but when I actually look at it, nah.
It's okay. That's all right.
I mean, now, but what I will say is that I wouldn't mind having, like, the house that I have, but more square footage. I don't want no 10,000 square foot house. That's just too much.
Nah.
That's a motherfucking nightclub. But I would like my house to maybe be about 3,500 square feet, and that's still a large house. But if I can have about a 3,500 square foot house, I'm going to be happy. Anything more than that, I think it's just too much for one person.
Absolutely.
I'm sure people will say you are crazy as hell, but
no.
The older
I
get, I would be scary.
Right.
I literally, if I had a house that had two fucking wings to it, you know, where I didn't know what people were or whatever, I would literally set my fucking alarm. I would probably be going room to room. I would probably have locks on all the motherfucking doors and fucking checking them and double checking and triple checking. I would be paranoid because I would be scared that somebody was up in there with me or trying to do something.
I understand. Trust me. I do, because I always double, triple check the front door, I check the backyard, the fucking patio door, all that. I'm serious. So I understand. To me, if I had the money, I would get just a real nice house. Not, you know, not too overly big, but not too small. It's only got like two bathrooms, you know, a room for the guest room, and about, you know, four bedrooms or something. You know, four rooms, five bedrooms like you have. I'm happy.
Yeah.
And with a driveway, you know, a two-car garage or something. I'll be happy, trust me.
I've got a two-car garage. I love my two-car garage.
That's what I'm saying. Hell yeah, fuck yeah. And let me say this. You know, who needs fucking 50 fucking rooms and 10 bathrooms? Let's keep it real, okay? Unless you're doing a business or some short sort in your fucking mansion. What the fuck you need all that shit? Well, let me have 50 rooms and like 20 bathrooms. And, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind a bowling alley or a basketball court, like, Bubble. What was Eddie Murphy's place called? Bubble Hills?
I forget. But you know what? Now, I want to tell you what I wouldn't mind having. Now, I would not mind having, and there's actually a home.
Gym.
In
your own gym.
In Detroit, they call them baby mansions. I wouldn't mind having them either. But there's a home in Detroit. I forget where it's at, but it's actually inside the city of Detroit. And it might be more than one home, but I know about this one because somebody was telling me about it. Because it's actually their cousin's home. No, they actually live in Redford Township, but that's still part of Detroit somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
They have
a
swimming pool in their home. On the inside, they have an indoor swimming pool, and they don't have a really big house. But when you walk in, where they're living, they have like a sunken living room, but when you go into their sunken living room, you go into, that's where their pool is.
I like that. I've seen that only at one place, I mean, not in person, but I seen it on TV, but it was at a haunted area. But they had an indoor, no, for like you said, it was a pool, you know, a below ground pool, you know, in-ground pool, and it was inside the house, and I thought that was so dope, because you're inside your house, privacy of your home, and you just, it's a big room with a pool in it. I think that's so dope.
That's one that I would love to have. I would love to have a swimming pool inside.
Especially you, because you're a swimmer, so you would love that.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm a swimmer. But we got 2 minutes left for everybody. I apologize.
Already?
This was not my intention. Yeah. But
damn,
this was not my intention
damn.
This week, but I don't want to be rude. My girlfriend is being nice. I think there's only so much torture that she could do to me, but I keep going to these fucking stores. Yeah, and I mean, you
so
know,
are you in a car right now and she's driving? Like, what's the scenario
now? I told you she's went to another damn store. She done stopped and hop out the car again. She's torturing me.
And
this
you're just in the car, like, going with withdrawals. Yeah, you can't do shit.
This is like torture. This is so much torture. But I do love her. I mean, she didn't have to give me my privacy, you know. She could have been like, I don't want to hear that shit, you know. So I love her for giving me my privacy to do it, you know. So bitch, that's my girlfriend. I'm going to say her name, you know. We're not going to put that out
no.
there. But I'm
yeah, I understand.
I'm
not, Now, just and, like the ticket agent, would she get a discount at the toylady.com?
She knows she can have whatever she wants. Oh, and it's funny. Now, get this. Now, I want to tell you, since we're talking about sex real quick, I'm going to tell y'all something funny that happened.
Go ahead.
I did not broadcast to a lot of my friends that I was going out of town.
Okay.
Don't ask
mm-hmm.
me why. It really just never really occurred to me. I'm going to be honest. So I'm sitting in class. What I said is, I'm sitting in class.
Mm-hmm.
I get a text message. Now, I'm not, out of courtesy of being in class, I'm not looking at my text messages. I'm just letting my phone go off because I have it in my case. So nobody, you know, you hear everybody's phone vibrating, but everybody's being respectful. Nobody's sitting there checking stuff. You know, they know we all got phones.
Mm-hmm.
We take a break. I look at my phone. One of my girlfriends sent me a message asking to give her some toys. So I sent her a message that said, I'm in Harper's Ferry this week. She said, call me when you get a chance. I'm in a freaky mood or something. So I sent her a text message. Okay, but you know
right.
I'm in Harper's Ferry this week. Because that was really kind of funny. And she responded back, and she's like, no, she didn't know. And then she said, just call me. So I called her after I got out, and it was so funny. She was like, no, I didn't know. And you know, she's like, okay, so when you come back home, I was like, Friday. She's like, okay, I'm gonna need to see you when I get back when you get back home. I was like, okay. So I thought that was kind of funny because she's very seldom. This girlfriend is really, really quiet. She's the person who doesn't get into stuff like that. That's just not her.
Gotcha,
she's very, very refined. She is
she is
the definition of a lady in public. You would never know anything about her. She's such a lady in public. So when I get a text message from her, I know it's something going on because that's just not her. She is such a sweetheart and so refined. You know, she is the person that you just don't, when you see her, you would never think anything like that because she's such a lady. So, like I said, when I saw the text message from her, I'm like, damn, okay.
Wow.
You know, I had to respond.
Wow.
I'm like, I got you when I get back.
I'll catch you later this week.
But, you know, and she's like, okay, I didn't know, you know, and like I said, I was like, okay, I know there's something going on when she sent me a message, but I love her too, you know. So it's really kind of funny.
That's
but
cool.
You know what? We're going to sign off, everybody, out of respect, because my girlfriend is trying to spend as much. She's trying to stay in stores as long as she can. I know what she's doing, and I respect her for that. And she knows that my son will go 12.
Absolutely.
She's going to be shocked when I walk up in the store. But out of respect for her, you know, the fact that I love her that much, you know. If I'm in my hotel, we'll go 2 hours. I probably will not be in my hotel tomorrow night either. So I'll be going to the breakfast from the car. I want to tell everybody, you know, Joseph, next week I promise, I'm saying this on the air, I will give you 3 minutes to talk on the air next week because I cut you off unintentionally, sweetheart. It was not meant that way, and I'm saying this, and everybody knows I keep my word. So next week when you call, you got 3 minutes, and James is going to hold me to it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So.
I'm right here. Yes.
Joseph, you got. No, I'm just saying. Joseph, James, and the world is my witness. You got 3 minutes next week. So, make it a good 3 minutes. So,
Judge.
Everybody,
Joseph.
Have a great. Big shout out, Joseph, one of our loyal listeners. Big shout out. I apologize to everybody for us cutting this short. This was not my intention this week, but. I'd rather give y'all something over nothing. So I will talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Come back tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, listen to me on Poppy Chulo Radio and they have a Poppy Chulo. You guys are really, you know what? That's, y'all really want to hear that. Y'all really want to hear that. So make sure you go and listen. That's a good interview. And Poppy Chulo is a good friend of mine. So you really want to hear that. It's been a while since I've been on his show. And come back tomorrow night, like a bit of black bitch. I think Poppy Chulo airs at 9 o'clock, so we should be okay. I think it airs right after we go off the air, normally at 9.
I think you're right.
But it'll be retweeted. But Everybody have a great night. I'm having a great week.
You too.
Look at the YouTube video. I want to hear. And James, you better just send me a message. Like, you know how we communicate, because you got to see that video. Look at that video. Show it to your woman. You got. I'm telling you this. You can even share this one with children. This video is child friendly. It's child friendly. It's very child friendly. And you know, I very seldom say anything that I do is child friendly. The video that's up on YouTube right now is child friendly. Show it to children. Okay. Let them see it. It's very, very funny. I think that everybody needs to see this, because it can't get no more hilarious. I want you to send me a message letting me know what you thought about it, and let me know what your woman thinks, because I'm telling you, y'all going to roll laughing.
I'm going to check it out as soon as we get off the air. Most definitely.
Everybody have a great evening. We'll be back tomorrow night for Bitter Black Bitch, and we'll be back on Thursday for Ask Quincy Sports with our new co-host, Cobra.
Cobra
Commander. He will be there. So if y'all don't hear me, you will hear James.
Well, this is what you want. You want to find somebody in case of situations like this that actually works out for you.
So if I'm not on the air, Ask Miss Me Sports will be going on Thursday. Let's get that clear.
We'll have a show. Trust me, there will be a show Thursday as well as tomorrow with the Bibble Like Bitch Show. 7 p.m. Yeah. Eastern Standard Time, only on V's After Dark Radio, as well as Ask Miss Me Sports on Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with me and Ms. V, if she's able to be there, and Cobra Commander. And that's it.
And have a great evening, everybody. Talk to you later. Good night.
Yeah. Bye, Ms. V. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Bye. I'm going
to
check out that video.
I'm only talking to you in a free minute.
No, I know that. Bye-bye. Ladies and fetus.